In Unity, we have a wonderful daily publication. It's called The Daily Word, and it brings us an inspirational message for each day of the year. And I will have Sue come forward and read that for us, and we'll follow that with a time of mindfulness and meditation.
Okay, the word for today is joy. I feel joyous as I celebrate life. Each new day is a treasure filled with life's gems found in even the most ordinary moments. Joy fills my heart when I pause to notice the wonder that surrounds me. I let my gaze linger as I watch the setting sun or close my eyes as I savor the sweetness of fresh fruit. Beneath the night sky, I breathe deeply and partake of the fresh, clean air. The beauty of the world pales in comparison to the beauty within me. I am so deeply and wondrously blessed to know my oneness with God and with all that is. There is no greater joy. I wake and praise each new day and feel newly alive. I go out into the world to share the joy of being a child of God in the abundant universe. I spread light and love to everyone I meet, trusting they will know the joy of God as I do. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. Psalm 92:4.
Thank you, Sue. So I invite you now into this very special time for you. This is a time to just breathe into this moment, to open your heart, your very being, to connect with and to be a part of the universal spirit, to be uplifted, to be renewed. So with each breath you take, just gently shift your attention to the very core of your being. The center of your heart, the infinite mind of Godness within. And I will be sounding our singing bowl. And I invite you to just let the resonance, that musical resonant vibration, which carries the note of the heart chakra, the chakra of love, allowing that energy to infuse your being, to move through you, to touch, to uplift, and to heal. And so we are grateful for this time. This time of setting aside the busyness, the hectic pace, all the stuff in the outer world in order to reconnect to the truth of who we are. In order to be held in the light of being. In order to heal through an awareness of infinite love. And so we breathe as we allow ourselves to be immersed in light. And we feel the love that is the inherent truth of our being well up from within us, to dispel any places that feel separate or alone, apart from. For in this moment, we recognize we are all a part of the great oneness of being, the oneness of infinite spirit, the oneness of our planet, of our universe, of the flow of all creation, of which we are a part. Each of us unique and unlike any other, yet also a part of the whole expression. The whole expression and creativity of our daily lives and of our world. And as we connect into the very heart of our being, as we feel that deepened awareness and that receptivity to the flow of the mind of infinite godness that brings us ideas, possibilities, that infuses us with enthusiasm, with excitement, in order to actively create the world before us through our own creative intelligence, our own choicefulness of expression that we share with each other, that nourishes and blesses us, and yet also nourishes and blesses those around us. And so we breathe more freely. We can actually feel our cells responding and awakening as we reconnect with that which is the truth, the limitless beingness, the truth of design, of our design, of the nature of the design of who we are. We feel that quickened sense, the aliveness of spirit. We feel the healing blessings that move through us, that transcend our intellectual knowing. For they reside in the sphere of the infinite mind of Creator, of Universal Spirit. And recognizing that we are each a part of that, reawakening all the cells within our bodies and releasing those things that no longer serve us. Old thoughts, old ideas, old beliefs of limitation, of the shoulds and the have-tos, of the overwhelm, of the busyness. As we release that, as we exhale and let it go, we feel the inrushing flow of the light of infinite God. And we are renewed and blessed and uplifted. And we let that light shine through us and as us. And so we take a moment now in silence to connect with and to be a part of that infinite flow, receptive to creative ideas, receptive to the healing presence of love, receptive to the light of all being, in the silence of connection and oneness with God. And in this place of silence, we recognize the power of our own individual and unique light of being. And as we begin to let that light shine, we feel the light of those around us as we engage together to grow that light, to shine that light more brilliantly out into the world that is in need of healing and of grace and of encouragement. And so we join together where two or more are gathered in my name. There I am, everywhere present, magnified. And so in this moment and from this place of our own inner connection and in the wondrous energy of the gathered group, we send forth our prayers and our light to surround the prayer requests in our prayer box, affirming infinite flow of God's divine presence, light, and love. And we also take a moment to speak aloud the names of those we would especially bless at this time or certain situations or places that we would embrace in this healing light and love. Jolene, Richard, Sue Ann, Donalyn, Noah, Joey, Kelsey, Karen, Shireen, Linda, Sarah, Lydia, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders, people across countries who are seeking peace, who are seeking connection. And so we hold all in that highest light of the infinite flow of pure being. We pray this forward and we say thank you, God. And so it is.